Well, the first exercise basically consisted only in evaluating this integral. So let's rewrite kxy, integrating over the surface measure with respect to the surface measure over the half space boundary of Rn plus as the integral over Rn minus 1 of 1 over xn squared plus norm of xn hat minus z squared to the power n over 2 in dz, where x is equal to xn hat xn. And here there is a constant times xn. By doing the simple change of variables, z equal to xn hat plus xn w, notice that xn is always strictly positive, so this is perfectly fine, you get a factor xn to the power n here at the denominator, a factor xn to the power n minus 1 from the differential, and then there is an xn here, they all simplify. So what remains is a constant, integral over n minus 1, 1 over 1 plus norm of y squared to the power n over 2 in dy, where at this point it's enough to use the spherical change of coordinates because this function is radial. We are in Rn minus 1 and therefore the constant, which is the surface measure of the sphere, is n minus 1 omega n minus 1, integral from 0 to plus infinity rho to the n minus 2, 1 plus rho squared to the n over 2, because we are in dimension n minus 1. Now let's change variables like rho is equal to square root of t. It's just a way to get rid of this rho squared here. There are, of course, other possible. Now we want to bring the integral from 0 to plus infinity to 0, 1. I mean, there are many ways to evaluate this integral. One way that I thought could be possible would be to reduce this integral to the Euler beta function. So the change of variables is t equal to 1 over y minus 1, which give us this integral over here, just calculations. So this is the beta function of 1 half n minus 1 over 2. Then you use the formula which relates Euler's beta and gamma functions, the formula which gives you the definition of omega n, the fact that gamma of n over 2 plus 1 is n over 2 gamma of n over 2, and the same for gamma of n minus 1 over 2 plus 1, and finally the fact that gamma of 1 half is square root of pi. And we are done. Then notice that kxy is positive for part b. And so basically part A is telling you that the del 1 norm of k is equal to 1 over the boundary of Rn plus. This will be already enough, but if you want to write it explicitly, of course, the absolute value of the integral over the boundary of Rn plus of kxy g of y in ds of y is controlled by the integral of Rn plus of kxy norm of g of y in ds of y. Bring out the L infinity norm of g over the boundary of Rn plus. It remains only this integral, but this is 1. So this means this function is well-defined for every x in Rn, and its absolute value is controlled by the L infinity norm of g. And so, we are done.